Hello and welcome to episode 184 of the Enough Podcast. My name is Michael Hurley and I'm joined as always by my main man, as they say in the business, my personal Buddha, Mr. Patrick Rowan.
Personal Buddha. Yes, yeah, I like that. That's pretty good.
How are you?
Personal Buddha should like write a whole new song about that.
Personal Jesus, right? Was that one?
Yeah, yeah, personal Jesus.
I think
that was where
that came from for me in my brain. Just
yeah, like, probably. How are you, Michael?
I'm good. I'm frazzled.
Yeah, me too.
Having a frazzly type of day.
There must be something in the air, because yeah, it's been a frazzly sort of day. So, all right. So I know, like last episode, I teased a little bit about wanting to talk about like the, you know, daily posting workflow stuff and whatnot and talking about apps and blah, blah, blah. And that's great. I wrote up a post about that. It's on my website. Mike's going to link to it in the show notes. It's going to be great. And you're going to go and you're going to read it and you're going to get all the info that you need about like apps and things like that. But, I want to discuss things more at a meta level. Now that I've written that, and you can go there for your little app fixes for all you downloaders. Because there's some things I think at a larger level that are the only things that allow me to commit to posting daily. And they're especially important on days like today where – so woke up this morning and our heat was not working. Our heat was off, which in Minnesota is a bad thing. It's very cold here. It's actually warmer than it has been. It's going to be in the lower 30s today. That's Fahrenheit. Yes, that's 1 or 2 degrees for you Celsius people. So yeah, cold.
Mm-hmm. Chilly. And, chilly, as they say.
Yeah, a bit chilly. And so it's been doing this intermittently, and we don't really know why. It happened like once last year, and then it's happened once before this year, and then it happened just a couple of days ago. And basically, I kind of go through this sequence of, you know, not knowing where the problem is or whatever. I reboot the Nest. I reboot the furnace, basically.
You got a Nest. I forgot that.
Yeah. We have the Nest, you know. So I'm not sure if it's like some weird software bug thing with the Nest. I don't know. I have no idea.
I saw somebody, I can't remember who, complaining about something like that on Twitter a couple of days ago.
Really?
Their Nest was giving them some trouble, yeah.
If you happen to remember and find it, point it my way. But I don't think it's the Nest at this point.
Well, you're all over Twitter these days, so you might see it yourself.
Well, we can talk about that too.
You knew I wasn't going to let you get away with that, surely.
No. But I stated this, my intentions as such. I just can't remember whether I stated it on air, but I stated them to you, which was I've kind of, especially since I've done the daily posting thing again, and since for so many people, RSS has been replaced by Twitter. I've been using Twitter. I've been using it for promotional purposes mainly.
Yeah. I think we have mentioned this on the show, but you've got a reason to be there rather than just the conversation.
Yeah.
And that's what Twitter is for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. Well, for a lot of people, what they want is they want, you know, like I said, they want it to be like their RSS feeder. Reader, but also like with the opportunity to have conversations around those things that they're, you know, that they're seeing or linking or sharing or reposting or whatever they do. And so, in any case, back to the story at hand. So, heater broken again.
Mm-hmm.
Just happened a couple of days ago. I do some things that I toggle some things around and eventually it just starts working, like magically just starts working. Not today, but this is how it's been fixed in the past.
The most frustrating way to fix things is to fix things without knowing how you fix them.
Exactly. Right. Yeah. Yeah, you get it. And so, okay. And so, but what was always really kind of funny is that as soon as I picked up the phone and like called the furnace repair guy and like scheduled an appointment for him to come see it, like I'd hang up the phone and 5 minutes later it'd start working. Right? Like I started to believe that the furnace was actually animate and was like, you know, like I threatened it and like with someone coming over to start digging around in its guts. And it's like, whoa, you're going to go down that path. I guess I'll just start working again. Right. So in the midst of all this, and today, by the way, I toggled a bunch of things and it didn't just start working magically. And so I did call and schedule furnace repair guy. So in the midst of all of this and the heat not working, me playing around with it, get a call from Beatrix's school. My daughter, who's almost five, and she threw up in class. Mm-hmm. So, you know, for obvious reasons, come get your kid and take her home.
We don't want to deal with her anymore. You come and deal with this.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, yeah. You clean up after this mess.
She's making a mess. We're not cleaning up.
And, you know, she's had kind of like a little cold going on for a while, but not throwing up or anything like that. So this is, you know, this is out of the ordinary.
When I was a young child, when I was a young boy, I would throw up no matter what it was that made me sick. I went through a stage for many years where it didn't matter whatever it was. If it was a cold, flu, just a cough, it would always eventually result in me vomiting at some point. Sorry for anybody that is eating, but this is I'm giving you the facts. Yeah.
That's all. Well, I claim to she do. Doesn't very often. I mean, you know, maybe once a year she gets a little stomach bug, and so that's probably what this is—just a little stomach bug that is going around. And you know, it's winter when you have kids in Minnesota. There's lots of stuff going around. They're in school. They're pretty much sick from October through April. So I go on, I pick her up and I come back home and she's still kind of throwing up intermittently and I'm trying to, you know, take care of her. And then furnace guy shows up and I, you know, kind of get him going downstairs. And then, you know, kid is now suddenly crying upstairs because she's thrown up again a lot more than she did before. And it's just, so I'm trying to juggle all this stuff and it's all going wrong. And it's, so what does this have to do with being with like daily posting and you know, I'm just going to say shipping daily. I don't care what it is. I don't care what it is you do when you work for yourself. There's no such thing as holidays or days off or, you know, you got to ship, right? Shipping equals getting paid, right? If you've made a commitment to show up daily, you got to go do that, right? And so how does one do that on a day like today? And this is the reason why, and I point this out in my post, but I wanted to talk about it a bit more meta here, why it's important that I work ahead. Like in order for me to be able to commit to posting daily, I have to be prepared for not knowing what tomorrow brings. I have to be prepared for the idea that I may not be able to write a single thing tomorrow. And that if I don't have 2 to 3 posts ahead already in the queue, then I can't have a day like today. Does that make sense?
Yeah, because if you were writing one day at a time, it would get to the point where you would have a busy day where you quite physically couldn't get the work done. Mm-hmm. But you have no fallback for that. So you either don't take care of your daughter or you don't post. And kind of at the moment, neither of those things are really an option because you've committed.
Well, I mean, one of them is certainly an option, but that option then breaks my commitment to myself mainly, and also to the people who I've said, yeah, I'm going to be posting every day for 365 days. You know, it's pretty much what I've committed to. But I mean, that's, but more importantly, that's a personal commitment to myself more than anything else. You know, I'm doing it because I want to do it, and I don't want to let myself down.
Yeah.
But given the choice between, I don't know, making sure my heat is working for my family, or making sure my daughter is well taken care of, or any of those things, I can tell you that that commitment to myself is going to go straight out the window. And the only way that I can keep that from being, you know, from impacting is to make sure that I have some ready to go already in the hopper. And so, yeah, the things that you see posted, like the winter gear guide that I posted today, I wrote that 3 days ago. The posts that you, well, and here's the other thing too, and that is that, when I do come up with something that's a bit more timely or whatnot, and I need to move some around, I can very easily do that, right? I can very easily say, oh, this one that was set to go tomorrow, I think I'll, you know, kind of make a space and drop this timely one in right here so that, you know, and now basically I'm 4 days ahead as opposed to three. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Which is good.
Yeah. You know, and which is very good. And I think that this can apply to a lot of other things, right? I know that there have been times when you've gone on vacation or, you know, on holiday, as you Brits like to say. And you've had, like, you know, a guest host fill in or whatnot. But there have been a couple of times, especially with this show where we were recording two a week, there have been a few times where we've instead decided to record more on one day versus another day because something came up for the day that we normally record, right?
And that's what is, for me, a great benefit of a show like this, because you know how you're saying, like, because I guess the stuff that you're writing is not mm-hmm. timely. But the problem with podcasting and the type of podcasting that I do is the majority of the topics and the shows feature timely-based conversation.
Yeah.
Talking about technology, yeah. Right? You can very – and I give this advice to podcasters. I give this advice to people on our network. Most of them tend to ignore it. But if you record many in advance – You just can't talk about, and this is the reason, one of the reasons we made the change to this show. You can't talk about things really that easily. You have to be very careful about the things that you say, because there were times where me and you would mention something on the Tuesday, the show would come out on the Thursday, and there had been a significant change to that product or company.
Right.
And that happened on multiple occasions.
Or that we have said, that we've been early, right? Where it's like, oh, well, this thing is happening on Thursday, but we're recording on Tuesday, and we've got to talk about this thing and make it seem like we're talking about it on Thursday. Does that make sense?
Yep.
And that's, you know, yeah. Well, and that kind of brings up not only does that bring up another point, but it also kind of in a way segues to another meta point I wanted to make. But let me talk about the point that brings up, and that is this. While I agree that with certain things and certain shows and certain people kind of have to be timely, like, this is one of the reasons why I don't write a tech news site, right?
Mm.
I write a tech opinion site with Minimal Mac, and I specifically try to make it not news. I mean, sometimes, you know, I will link to something that's brand new or just came out, or, you know, I'll mention, you know, I'll talk about something that's in the news, but you're not coming to Minimal Mac to learn the latest gadget stuff, right? You're coming to Minimal Mac to hear a particular point of view about this stuff.
Yours.
And that's mine, yes. And the benefit of being able to do that is that I don't have to be timely. Like, I can write an iPad mini review a month and a half after everyone else has, right? You know, and because I just got an iPad mini, right? And that it really didn't matter if all of these other, you know, sites have covered it, have reviewed it, have been first, have been breaking with, you know, now I don't have to play that game because people are coming to hear my opinion on the iPad mini. Whether it's been out for, you know, 1 week or 1 month or 1 year, they're coming because they're looking for that take on it, mm-hmm. right? Yeah. And so I guess this is a message for other people out there, bloggers, you know, people who are looking into, wow, I want to, you know, I think I want to make, you know, be the next Verge or the next Gizmodo or the next Engadget or the next Loop or the next whatever, right? That while that's great and there's certainly a place for that, I think that not only is the more interesting angle to hear someone's very different perspective on that stuff, but also by approaching it from that angle, it gives you a tremendous amount of freedom to fail. Right. And fail in this case, meaning not being the first, not being breaking, not being on top of it. It gives you a lot of leeway and a lot of freedom to be able to say, you know what, I'm going to take my time with even talking about this. Or I'm going to post something up that says, yeah, I know it was released today, but guess what? I don't have one. I don't know when I'm going to get one. Man, but, you know, when I do, I'm sure to give you my thoughts on it. And that's okay, right? You don't have to be breaking. You don't have to be latest. You don't have to be first. If you have an opinion, if you have a voice, and it's an opinion and a voice that people value, is worth listening to, is different from all the rest, you can get away with being last. And so that's something, I don't know, something to think about. And I guess one more point along this whole thing is that so speaking of my winter running gear posts, one of the great little tools I've been using that I didn't mention in my tools I use sort of thing is Brett Terpstra has these wonderful markdown services that you can, they're free. You can go get them, download, install, and it gives you all sorts of markdown related services stuff in your services menu.
Brett's got a great new site as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah, have you seen it? It's really nice.
No, I haven't seen it. Oh, dude, I got to go look. I'm not going to do it right now. Brett's got a great – and Brett's just great. He's great to follow and just really smart and makes wonderful things. And it's – I can't say enough good things about Brett. In any case, one of those wonderful things is these markdown services. Amongst these markdown services is perhaps the most wonderful of all. And that is a auto link from web search. So basically what it allows you to do is to highlight a word or phrase, invoke services either through the Apple menu or by your, you know, right click, you know, control click contextual menu. And when you choose auto link web search, it will, in the background, automatically search Google or DuckDuckGo or whatever it does. I don't know. I don't care. It searches and then basically auto links the best result of that search to that word or phrase. And 95% of the time, it's spot on. Right? It's so good, in fact, that I relied on it a bit too much when doing my winter running gear post, because instead of linking the men's version of the product, it linked the women's version of the product.
That Terpstra ruins everything.
So until someone alerted me to that fact about four hours after it was posted, if you would have clicked on the men's Element quarter zip shirt, it would have taken you to the women's model, and same thing with the running tights. It would have taken you to the women's model. But you know what? It's okay. It's all right. The other thing about being able to kind of do this and post daily and try to stay on top of it and try to put stuff out there is that you have to allow yourself some freedom. You have to allow yourself some freedom to make mistakes, to link the wrong thing, to get it wrong sometimes. That's all part of the learning process, right? You know, what that lesson taught me is, you know, especially in a situation where I'm doing a lot of links to things, I really need to go through and to test each link after posting. And I, you know, that's not something I've been doing before. I've been kind of fixing these little errors as I find them, but you know, it was the same thing with the post I did, kind of shining a light on some of what my patrons are doing. I had a couple of URLs in that where I, for whatever reason, forgot the http://, and so therefore the links didn't work in some browsers. Right. Or they 404'd is essentially what they did. So posting every day is completely doable. If you got the time, and even if you don't, it's completely doable. If you can spend a half hour a day writing, there's plenty of tools out there that not only make it a little bit easier and a little bit friction-free for you to kind of get something written and get it posted and to schedule it for a day and time that you prefer, taking note of the scheduling there, because that's the whole point of putting things in the queue. You need to, if you do decide to go that route, decide to give yourself a bit of forgiveness, decide to build in, some fail safes, that no matter what goes wrong in your day or two or three, that at least that will be one thing you don't have to worry about. And it doesn't just go for writing either. If you can do this, you know, if you're a photographer and you have a photo blog, you know, throw them up there. Throw a bunch in the queue ahead of time. You don't have to, you know, your 365 day, you know, photo project of, you know, posting a picture every day for 365 days doesn't necessarily mean that all the pictures have to be taken that day. Although that's certainly an interesting angle. But whatever you can do to make that as friction-free and to allow yourself some contingencies, like what happens if my camera breaks and I can't get one for a day or two? What happens if I have a sick kid and I can't make it? You know, am I going to post a picture of my sick kid on the internet? No, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to figure out, you know, I'm going to already have a plan. That's it. That's the bottom line. Have a plan. Have some sort of plan going into it. Don't just go into it with, and this is true of any goal, with any quote-unquote resolution. If you don't have a plan that you're working on, that you're executing on getting that thing done, then why bother making it in the first place? It's just a bunch of empty words without a plan.
Can I thank Squarespace?
You certainly may thank Squarespace, because that brings up another point that I want to talk about in depth. So.
Okay, interesting. I'll look forward to it. I actually don't know what it is, so that will be fun. I would like to thank Squarespace for supporting this show, because they continue to do so. They continue to do so in this year, which is excellent. We love Squarespace for that. So Squarespace give you everything you need to make an amazing website. They provide you with a fully hosted, completely managed environment for creating your home online. If you want to build a blog, portfolio, business site, anything you want to put online, Squarespace give you all of the tools that you need. It doesn't matter how much experience you have, you can put a site, an amazing site, together in minutes. You can use their layout engine to build your pages. It allows you to create custom layouts for each of your pages on your website in seconds. You just drag in blocks of content such as photos, videos, text, social media content, loads more, and you can drag and drop them around the page to give your pages the layout that you want. They have fantastic hosting. You never have to worry about it. You don't have to worry about scaling your site or integrating with social services like Twitter and Facebook when you're putting them into your page through Layout Engine, or if you want your site to automatically tweet when you put a new post up. They have beautiful templates that really are fantastic. You don't need to worry about getting a designer because you have everything you need built right in there. They have fantastic support. They have great iPhone and Android apps, built-in stats and analytics too. They really are the full package. I want you to go and try out Squarespace for yourself. If you sign up for a free trial at squarespace.com/70decibels, not only do you get to try out all the fantastic features, it also helps support the show too. Squarespace then starts for their standard plan at $10 a month and for their unlimited plan at $20 a month. If you sign up for a year up front, you'll automatically get 20% off that price, and if you sign up for 2 years, you'll get 25% off. But if you do decide to purchase, if you use the offer code 70decibels1 at the pricing screen at checkout, you'll get an additional 10% off on top of whatever your first purchase is at Squarespace. So it'll give you, if you sign up for a year, you'll get 30% off in total if you use that code as well. So just for example. So go check out Squarespace now. Everything you need to make an amazing website.
I bet you those guys at Squarespace have a plan.
Well, I'm sure that they do.
They've got a plan.
They've got lots of plans.
They're executing on the plan. You know, they're not just like, you know, saying, oh, you know, wouldn't it be nice if I lost a little weight and that'd be great. I want to do that this year. No. They have a plan.
Big plans written on a big whiteboard, I bet.
Ooh, yeah. Whiteboards are good. Have you seen this whiteboard paint that you can get?
I've seen the chalkboard paint, but not whiteboard.
Oh, there's whiteboard paint too. Where you can paint this on your wall and make your entire wall a whiteboard.
Dry erase whiteboard paint for home, school, and work idea paint.
Isn't that just awesome?
So you can just make any surface. So
yeah.
I could basically walk up behind you, Pat, paint your back, and then start writing on you.
You totally could. You turn in like a big target,
mm-hmm.
you know, or kick me, you know, with like a little boot.
Exactly. Yeah,
you could do that.
I could. Maybe I will.
The whiteboard paint.
Maybe I will.
Now you got to link the whiteboard paint in your show notes.
Oh, it's there already.
Oh, man, that's just awesome.
You can't talk about something like that and not put a link for the listeners.
All credit for this next thing goes to my friend Garrick. GarrickVanBuren.com. You know, Garrick's, I am blessed to be able to every Monday start my week off by having coffee with Garrick. You know how Merlin has Roderick? I've got Garrick.
So basically, you have to have your surname, end in ick. So I have Patrick.
There you go.
Of course.
So one of the things he brought up yesterday, I know I'm going to get this wrong. I don't have my notebook near me. Forgot to bring it up with me. But I thought it was an intriguing idea. I'm going to throw it out there and let people think about it for just a second. I'm going to let you think about it for a second. And that is this. what goals, any goal, is really about is being able to have something that we can be proud of. Now, you're probably doing exactly what I did, which was sitting there for about 5 minutes while I thought through all of my goals or any goals I might want to make or I've ever made or any resolutions or whatnot, and try to shoot holes in that. But what you will find is no, there are none. They all subscribe to that rule. Their entire purpose, really, is to provide us with things we can be proud of. And I think that that's, you know, partly because we lack so much of that in our real life, you know? I mean, I'm sure that there are things at work, individual things that we can be proud of, you know, at our jobs, but more often than not, it's maybe 5 things we can be proud of and 500 things that we either are ambivalent about or are not proud of at all. Many of us go to work at places that we're not proud of. Like, we're not proud of the work that they do, like their purpose for existing, right? You know?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, how many people work at, I don't know, McDonald's that are proud of McDonald's as a corporation, you know? I'm nothing against McDonald's, I'm not saying. But you get what I'm saying, right?
You work like, for maybe just a company whose values don't necessarily align with yours.
Don't necessarily align with yours, or even better, I should say, or even kinder, are indifferent to yours and yours to them, right? because it's a job. It's a job that if you don't do, someone else is going to do. And, you know, you go in and you get paid and you make good money and you leave at the end of the day and you don't think about it much. You don't think about what that company might be doing in the world for better or worse. You don't think about, you know, I mean, because God's sakes, there'd be so many companies that I don't know, nobody would work for because, you know, because it's such a mixture of good and bad, right? You know, I don't want to name any names here, but, you know, I wonder how many people who work for, I don't know, a defense contractor of some sort can say categorically that they are proud of everything that company does.
Right. Yeah.
Or proud of what the products that they create do. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And they may be able to rationalize it in some way or shape or form. Yes, they help defend our country from terrorists and foreign invaders, and that's a good thing. Yeah, well, they also kill a lot of people, too. Now, whether those people are guilty or innocent or whatnot, you know, it's killing them. You know, and so I don't know. I think many of our goals are really centered around what we want is to be able to look back on this list and say, yes, I'm proud of that. Right? And I can be proud of myself because of that. Right? I can be proud of myself because I set goal X and achieved it. And that's the biggest thing, right? That's the thing about my commitment with daily posting here. Because if I fail on one day, while it's not that big of a deal to anyone else, really, no one else is going to care. No one else is going to hold me accountable. I'm not going to go to jail for it. It's not killing people. It's not hurting small, cute, fuzzy animals. But what it's doing is changing my ability to, a year's time from now, be able to look back and say, I said I was going to do it, and I did it, and I'm proud of that, and it changes it to, I said I was going to do it, and I almost did it. And I'm proud of that. And while I can still be proud of that, I can still be proud of the fact that I came close, in the same way that I'm sure every Academy Award nominee is happy just to be nominated, gosh darn, it feels good to win. And the people who get nominated, they don't have a little golden statue sitting on their shelf that they can point people to and say, I was nominated. Because that statue doesn't exist.
Right.
The statue that they can point to, and the only one that exists, is the one that goes to the person who won. And that's what goals are about. And not saying that we have to, you know, set goals that are perfect and, you know, we have to achieve them completely or whatever, or that, you know, there's no honor in trying and no, you know, glory in the effort, because there's plenty of that. I'm not saying that. But what I am saying is that if you just say randomly, oh, yeah, my goals for this year, my resolutions for today are, yeah, let's see, I want to do this. Why bother if the point is not to do it? If you're not going to, you know, have that plan in place. You know, ask yourself, will you be able to be as proud of yourself if you set such a plan in motion and don't achieve it as if you do? Really, honestly, will you be able to be equally as proud of yourself? Because if the answer might be yes, and if the answer is yes, then by all means, go for it. Right? But if that answer is anything but yes, then you either figure out a plan to make that thing happen for sure, or you don't do it at all. Sounds harsh, but life's like that sometimes, especially when you got a sick kid and broken heat.
Mm-hmm. Life's like that a lot of times.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I mean, this also kind of goes to the larger meta thing, you know, getting back to the, you know, are you proud of what you do for work? Are you proud of what you're doing in your life? You know, that sort of thing. I don't know. One of the reasons why I'm so happy that I work for myself and have my own business, and one of the reasons why I'm such a terrible employee and probably an even worse boss, and so that's why I'm not either one of those things, is because I can go to bed every single night and be pretty proud of the company that I work for. Have no qualms about, you know, what they may be doing, good, bad, or indifferent, right? And at the same time, you know, am everything they're doing, good, bad, or indifferent. And not to say I don't fail. I fail plenty. I suck it up real good most days. But you know what? I've got a lot of things I can look to and point to. I've got a lot of trophies on my shelf that I can point to and say, look, I did this. I've got a book I can hold up and say, look, I did this, and I'm pretty damn proud of it. I've got a website that I can hold up and I can say, look, I made this. I said I was going to, and I did. There it is. So.
Thank you, Patrick and Brown.
You've got a podcast network.
Mm-hmm.
You can point to and say, look, I built this.
Yeah, sometimes it's easy to forget that.
Yeah. I'm just saying, you should be pretty damn proud, Michael.
Thank you, Patrick.
I mean, seriously. I mean, I'm not, you know, trying to, you know, blow smoke up your nethers. I'm just, it's kind of a big deal to go from, you know, two British blokes hanging out talking about toys and games to, I don't know, just 2 years later, having one of the most influential podcast networks on the planet.
Yeah.
I'm just putting it out there.
Thank you.
Okay.
I appreciate that, Patrick. Thank you.
All right. Well, you know, as always with that, we'll chat later.
Would you not want to say where people can find you?
No, I don't want anyone to find me.
Okay.
Because if they find me, they're going to expect things from me. And if they expect things from me, then I can't deal with my sick little girl and my broken heat.
Okay, cheers.
Seriously. Okay, I'm Patrick Roan, patrickroan.com. You can email me at. I'm also on app.net as Patrick Roan. I'm Patrick Roan everywhere. Everybody knows me as Patrick Roan. One string, no spaces. Patrick Roan, that's what I am.
I'm iMike. Peace out, homeboys and homegirls.
Yep. Pouring one out for another episode down.
Mm-hmm.
We'll chat later.
We will. Cheers.
Cheers.